incarnation of Satyabhama in Dwapar Yuga. He went to Vrindavan. Mahaprabhu gave some instruction. Do this, don't do this. And as long as you remain there, you should be under the guidance of Sanatana Goswami. Then he went, and the instructions were like this. Vrindavane jaibe na rabe chirakal. You go to Vrindavan, but don't remain there for a long time. One, Govardhane uthiyana dekhibe Gopal. To have a look of the Gopal of Madhavendra Puri, don't go up over the Govardhan. And Vrajavasigan dur haite samman koribe. You should give respect to the Vrajavasi. Tasala achar chesta naribe dhoite. But don't imitate their practices. And as long as you stay there, stay under the guidance of Sanatana. These were the instructions. Then one day, Jagadananda Pandit found Sanatana Goswami came to visit him when he was going just to put the pot for cooking purpose into the oven. At that time, Sanatana came to know things from him. And at that time, Sanatana Goswami had a red cloth around his neck, like a turban. Jagadananda Prabhu was much delighted to see that red cloth, and asked, it must be of our Mahaprabhu, the red cloth, have you got from him? No, this I took from one Mukunda Saraswati, a sannyasi of this part. Oh, you have put his garment, his cloth on your head. And you are the leading disciple of the follower of Mahaprabhu. They could not tolerate, and there was that cooking pot. With the cooking pot, he went to strike on his head. Then Sanatana Goswami, with folded palm, yes, Panditi, what I wanted to see. Your exclusive love towards Mahaprabhu, what I wanted to see, by the grace of God, Mahaprabhu, I have seen it now. I have seen with my own eyes the intensity, exclusive love of Mahaprabhu. I am, my life is fulfilled. I am very fortunate that I have got such an exclusive and intense love towards Mahaprabhu. Then by this time Jagadananda could realize that his excitement was too abrupt and awkward. And so he felt shy and kept silent. No, I mistook. Who can tolerate this? You are one of the main followers of Mahaprabhu, and you have got respect for another sannyasi,
Mayavadi,
whose red cloth you have put on your head as a turban. I could not tolerate it. And please forgive me. And this way the things ended. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Saptachi. Just as some of us, of our section, cannot tolerate that you say Prabhupada to your Guru Maharaj. There is a section within us, though they cannot tolerate, their sentiment does not allow. Because Bhakti Prabhupada gave such respect to Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He could not tolerate that anyone had that title of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. One gentleman, Priyonath, some gentleman, Priyonath, his guru gave him the title of Bhakti Vinod. Prabhupada could not tolerate that and wrote articles against him. He's Bhakti Vinod in his way. So there is a question of sentiment. Maybe sometimes, some places, impatience. Although we find that Prabhupada, an ordinary title for the Gurudev, Prabhupada Atul Krishna, Prabhupada Pran Gopal Goswami, that is the practice here. The Shishya and the Pandik in general also, they say Prabhupada Atul Krishna Goswami, Prabhupada Pran Gopal Goswami, Prabhupada Amo Goswami. That Prabhupada title is almost given to all the respectable acharyas of the Gaudiya Vaishnava school, Prabhupada. And we also call Prabhupada, but other followers of Prabhupada, they did not take this title, following the sentiment of Prabhupada towards Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Sometimes, Van Maharaj, for some days, he used to take that title Prabhupada from his disciples. So there was a voice of protest raised against him. Sakhi Charan Bhakti Vijay, who constructed the big temple at Jogpit, and many things he did. He told me, Van Maharaj has become Prabhupada nowadays. In a taunting tone, he remarks it before me. And that is the ordinary title. And every acharya, they use this. But though we are practiced in a particular way, but we cannot ignore the outside environment totally, maybe that does not matter. That Guru, Om Vishnupad, all these things, Goswami, all these things have been applied in the case of the Acharya. In the beginning, it was a terrible thing to enter into initiation for us after Prabhupada. Then though anyone ventured to initiate, the other doesn't know, he should not use Om Vishnupada. And they came to me that he is using Om Vishnupada. I said, this is Shastra. What you are to do? Guru, before one takes the name of his Gurudev, he should use Om Vishnupada before that. It is the Shastra. So they are doing according to Shastra. You can't prohibit that, protest that. If he is a guru, then the disciple must have such respect. Then gradually, everyone, daily, more and more, the number increased and everyone allowed to his disciples to use this title and to give joy. But in the beginning, it was a horrible thing for the disciples to hear. Once, after initiation, giving initiation, Yajavar Maharaj came to the place. I had myself, this Vahagripu, that is Madhav Maharaj, and the other seniors, god brothers, who are senior to Yajavar Maharaj, and whom Yajavar Maharaj respected, they are living. I proposed with disciples. I proposed that Yajavar Maharaj should live in a respectable position amongst us, because he has taken his disciples with him. So there was one, in that room there was one chowki, and I proposed that Yajavar Maharaj should be given his bed on the that khatya, chowki, and we shall all lie down in the floor. But Hayagripa, the Madhav Maharaj, he was then Hayagripa Mahajaj. He told them that never be allowed. So one who is, make disciple, he should consider himself as the servant of all other senior Vaishnava. In this way he can only. That is not possible. They are his disciple. They are newcomers. They are sentiments to their Gurudev that it is our duty to nurture them, that may not be disturbed. So we should give respect to his Gurudev, though he is a colleague and junior to many. Still, to help the disciples in their devotion, we shall try to do that. And that was done. But Madhav Maharaj protested. Then Hayagripa Mahajaya. Then after Hayagripa, he was pressing me to take the position of Ajaya. But I denied. No, I am not going to take position. I am not going to give initiation as long as I do not find any internal urge for that. Then Hayagripa, he himself began to make disciple. He was Madhav Maharaj. Before he goes to take sannyas from Paikaras Maharaj, he came to me, fell flat. I was in the heart there and begged permission. I had a mind to take sannyas from you, Maharaj, but I can't leave Mayapur, Chaitanya Math, and you are so much against Kunja Babu, so I can't take sannyas from you. But you may help to select my name of sannyas. I suggested two names. Bhakti Dvaita, I like. Dvaita is mentioned in the name of Prabhupada. So Dvaita, Bhakti Dvaita. And either Damodar or Madhav. That you ask your sannyas guru. He may select any of them. Then he went there, took sannyas, and then began to make disciples. Began. Then one day, I went to Hazar Road, where he was living, and I found that a very big ashram, very big ashram, he has prepared for himself to take his seat, and he is going on with his tidak. And when we visited that place, we don't find any space to take our seat. Then I asked, what is the matter? I told that Yajavar Maharaj should be given a preferable position, and you refused. Now what is the matter? There you have taken the major portion, you have occupied the of the floor, that's a gigantic asana. and we don't find any space to take our seat anyhow. So this is Abhiman, Acharya Abhiman. Acharya, relative consideration, makes us to adopt in a particular way. Acharya Abhiman, the Abhiman of a disciple, the relative posing that is necessary to fulfill our purpose. It is all spelled out both in the Shastra as well as in the social custom. Shruti Shastra also says, Pita Mata Mahaguru, not the grandfather, grandmother. The nearest obligation, that should be considered to be the highest. It is a difficult thing to adjust properly with relative and absolute position consideration. Absolute consideration and relative. Generally we shall accept the relative position, but keeping at the background the consciousness of the absolute calculation. Absolute calculation is always superior. But that is risky. Relative position is generally helps us not to get down. Sadharma nidhanam seyo paradharma bhayavaho. This is the type of relative position. Yada pravritir bhutanam jena sarvamidam tatam sakarmana tamabhvarcha siddhim vindetamano. Wait and see. Don't go forward. Don't go forward. Keep up your own position just in the battlefield. Keep your own position strongly. Mind it. But when you get chance to make any progress, you should not lose that. But you must be sure, otherwise leaving the former position, you are going to take a new position. That is risky. But progress is necessary. It is indispensable that you must make progress. So risk you must take. But the risk you take in such a way that you don't lose your former position. Sriyana sadharma vigano paradharma atsun sadharma nidhanam sriyu paradharma bhayava. Defense. Paradharma. For defensive necessity, the occupied the former position, that is helpful. But still we must have our tendency to make progress. So sarva dharmaṁ parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ aham dāṁ sarva kāpi. That is our goal. That absolute consideration is our goal. And there is relative position, that is for our safety. So progress is necessary. But very carefully we must go ahead, so that I may not lose my former. Then Shikha Guru. Our Guru Maharaj's movement was rather revolutionary, more than defensive in character. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's writings mainly very sober and a slow progress, but it's slow and steady, what we find in his books. That is not any bold step to be taken. That is not recommended there. So, Grihastha Ashram, he has recommended mostly the ashram of the Tyagi, that is risky. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's tone through all his books, it runs like that. But our Guru Maharaj, that is evolutionary. And accept anyone who has got the least attraction for Krishna or Mahaprabhu and give help. So this mission, Sadhu Sangha, was arranged in so many centers. The Sadhu Sangha is the only most valuable thing that can help us in our progress. So he arranged for Sadhu Sangha, opened different centers. They can live and cooperate between them and go on, march on. So, Biplav, what? Sarvadharmam parityajya mamekam karanam. Biplavik path. And Swami Maharaj also, more risky and Biplav revolutionary. I used this color. I purchased from market. I do not take any trouble of rubbing that red stone and get the color desired. Hare Krishna. I am more of conservative nature. Only Mahaprabhu took me out from that.
So what do you think of us?
Great ideal.
What do you think of us?
The loft ideal of Mahaprabhu has taken me out from my conservative nature. On the stretch, he has taken me. Strict. Many new things had to absorb. But still I think that I have come in the forefront of the liberals. Astra Drishti, Veda Pashyanti Pandita. One must have the eye of scripture. Ordinary people, it is perhaps in Manu or some others, Pashupashyati Gandhena. The animals, they see by their nose, by the scent. Govindana Chalagala. Vedai Pashyanti Pandita. The scholars, the Vedic scholars, that is, spiritual scholars, they would see through the eye of scripture. Raja Pashyati Karnabhya, the king sees things through his ears. Ears means through the detectives.
Informers.
The king see things not by his eyes but through his ears, that is, by his detectives, his informers. And Chakshurbhyamitarejana, ordinary people see things by their eyes. So Vedai Pashyanti Pandita, the Pandit, Panda Vedu Jala Buddhi, whose understanding drawn from this scriptural knowledge, they are Pandit. Panda Vedu Jala Buddhi. the understanding that has been influenced by the learning of the scripture, he that is Panda. And who is possessor of that understanding, he is Pandita. So, Vedai Pashyanti Pandita. Pandit should see through the scripture, through the spectacle of scripture. So, that devotee also try to see things and to deal with them according to the rules and regulations of the scripture, not by their prepossessed sentiment or old sanskar. And Mahaprabhu's ideal impressed me very much. So though born in a very strict Sartha Pandit family, still I could shake up all these things because my attraction for Mahaprabhu by his grace was very intense. আমেরিকা যাচ্ছেন ভবানন্দ মহারাজ শুনেছেন ট্রান্সলেটেড গীতা এর পার্সি জেন্টলম্যান
ভাষায়
গীতা হয়নি পার্সি না কিসে হয়েছে একটা
আরেবিয়ান
Ravanari did it in Arabic.
I have got a copy.
Copy.
I have got a copy here. It was presented. What is his name?
রাবণারী
যে অনুবাদ
করেছে কেউ জানে না মনে
নট ইন রাশিয়া
Maharaj, the other day you said something that impressed me very much, was that you said if we try to thrust something upon higher authorities, that that is karma kanda.
The other day, you said something that impressed him very much.
What is that thing?
That is, if we thrust something on the higher authority,
thrust
something on the higher authority, then that is karma kanda.
Yes. That is karma. That is the motive, the origin of the motive must not be the center within us, that must come from Hari, Guru, Vaishnava, and we should not be the creator of the weave of commanding, but we must carry out the news that come through the weave from higher, Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. We are only to carry out order and not to make any order. And when one has got the license of that center of carrying out, he can order. Well, God, that sense, license from God. Yes, whatever you think, I will be at your back. As I have got constant connection with you, and I supply the weave to your center permanently. And instructions of permanent character, and from that capital you will be able to transmit weave to others. Am I clear?
Yes.
But must come, the command must come from the center, from the higher position, and the carrying out of that command from the lowers. The harmony, the nature of harmony requires this system of control, harmony. The center is one to command, Advaigyan. That is an absolute autocrat, Advaigyan. Advaigyan means the dictation from a particular quarter and carrying out according to the degree of capacity by different centers. Then it is all connected with the absolute. So I must not venture to command anything to anybody, but if I have received that sort of command from upper region, then I can transmit them only. I may be a transmitter, I'm not absolute creator of any desire, of any will. My center heart may be a sub-center, but not an absolute center. But there are so many sub-centers, reliable sub-centers, they have got always the capital there, and I can draw from them. Maybe in Gurudev, Radharani, and Baladev, they were permanently, and at present also there may be recognized centers of command, and I can communicate with them and carry out their orders. In that way we can keep our connection with the higher authority, the Absolute. We are very eager to keep our connection with the Absolute Harmony. Then we must be always eager to have direction from the up and do accordingly the things by its necessity. Of harmony requires this sort of conduct within us. A Vaishnava must be of that nature. Amita Vaishnava vibuddhi vayude amanina hava ami pratishtha sasi hidaye dushibi haivani ayogami haivani ayogami. You will have to go down and to go up, the carrying out of the orders of the higher authority. Always that sort of tendency. Tomar kinkar apne janiba sada abhimam tabi. Setting aside my own sentiments, I always look up with earnestness what order I may get from the up. And that should be my guide. The guide of anyone in the center. And that will keep up the harmony and the unity of the organization of this of a particular system, to keep up the health of the system. That is necessary always.
Maharaj, when a person very elevated devotee like Bhakti Vinod Thakur speaks like that, what should we think?
What? Don't be hurry.
Hoibo nirayogami.
This is Bhakti Vinod Thakur.
Nijeke eram bhabe dino bhabe prakash korchi. Sheta bhaktora kibhabe sheta.
Hoibo nirayogami. He is setting the example for us. I should know that should be the attitude, and he is also of that attitude. That is it. That means always hankering, increasing his hunger to get direction from up at every position, and it is infinite. So every center is with that hankering. And there is also Acharya Jamyan, I have some money is already deposited with some condition. Spend it this for this purpose. Then that he, as if his own money, he is distributing. That is Acharya Bhima. A deduction, a box of deduction. So many slips of deduction within a box. We may think like that. There's some deposited deduction. You do this, then he is going straight forward with those directions. The insinuation, the inspiration at his heart is always coming, do this, do this, do this. Like an aggressor, he is going forward and forward. Ajat Javima. And by doing that, he is internally really carrying out the order of his. So rashly he is moving. But internally he is connected with the higher. The assertion in one side and the begging in the other side. Begging from the higher power and distribution to the lower section. That is the, that should be duty of every man in the mission, kirtan. Jare dekho tare kaho, krishna upadesh, amara agyai guru hoya, taro ei desh. Kahu na bahibe tumai vishoye tarango, punarobhi ei jhai pabe mor sango. If you are, you stick to this business, then I will supply the capital to you. You be sincere to your genies. The current is always, it is a dynamic thing. The current is always, the dynamo or all these things must be healthy, wholesome. No want of current. The mediator must be all right. The current is infinite.
Maharaj, sometimes we notice that some devotees, they are very friendly with us, but they are not, their Krishna consciousness is not very
developed
or very strong in line.
Oh.
So, but since they are nice to us, we tend to become also nice to them.
They may not be relied upon with work of responsibility, but they should be given facility to serve.
But if that kind of persons are in very high authority, if a person like that, say one leader or some leaders.
So, unqualified person in a higher post, that means there will be injury in the action, harm in the action, activity. An improper man in a high position, that is injudicious, and they will have to reap the results accordingly. Weak persons, with goodwill but not steady, not strong enough, not firm. They cannot be relied with permanent responsibility. But short period activity, chance of service should be allotted to them. And on the vigilant eye, we can do good to them in that way. Help them in that way. Always on the vigilant eye, they should be kept and they should be helped in that particular way. Their goodwill should be utilized and their flickeringness should not be encouraged, relied on. That should be the nature of our help to them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
When we see that some leaders are like that, then what extent we should try to rectify them, or should we just wait for the time?
Generally, we should try give some time. We must wait, but when we shall find that is doing a practical mischief in the whole system, then we should try to consult with friends of our own nature and try to evolve some way how to deal with that. We must combine similar thinking, and we shall try to, otherwise that infectious disease that will spread and that will make harm more to the whole system. So, whether you are of the system, he, after waiting for some time, he must express it to the persons of common thinking that this is the matter. Please examine, I may be faulty, but I have got such suspicion or doubt. You please try, see whether it is true or not. Then if he says, yes, it is true, we are sorry it is true, then he may consult, or the two may consult, and the three, four, in this way. Then when sufficiently gaining ground, he may ask the person, my brother, you are doing this, but this is producing bad effect in the whole of the system. Be careful. And even a higher authority, in comparison with him, it may be taken to his notice that this is the poison has entered in this particular part of the body, and how to deal with that. As a faithful member of the administration of the system, I must have some duty of that nature for purifying the whole, my environment. I must be under necessity to try my best, leaving the result to the Lord. If He wills otherwise, then a good man may be eliminated from the whole thing, whole system.
Maharaj, sometimes the devotees tend to think, some devotees, not all, few devotees.
General.
Devotees think that that the history repeats itself, and whatever has happened to Gauriya Math, the same thing might happen to ISKCON.
Maybe everyone will die, but still we must take the precaution. We call for doctor, we use medicine. That is also not an imagination, that is also reality. If I die, I must die with treatment and taking help, I shall die. That doesn't mean everyone is dying. Whenever I'm attacked by a disease, I shall be idle. That is not the gospel. Hare Krishna, go.
At times it so happens that even when one brings the doctor, but the patient doesn't want to take the medicine.
then the whether we shall try his best to use the medicine, to compel him to take the medicine. And that depends upon the relationship of between the two.
Yes.
His nearer persons, they cannot helplessly only on look at that he is neglecting himself, can't tolerate. But a distant related, he may not care. But a closer friend, intimate friends, they won't allow him to die without taking the help of the doctor and the medicine. They can't do so.